Hi, this is a dedication for St. Cornelius Pope, Cornelius. Last name is Pope, P-O-P-E. Date of service is 2/20/2024. Date of birth is 12/25/95. And date of accident is 10/3/2022. The patient is here reporting chief complaint that he feels like his hip is out of the place. He states that this accident that happened on 10/3/2022 caused him fracture of his femur. And is causing local pain in the area, at the area of the surgery, to the left hip area and left knee area where the intermedullary nail was placed. A short automobile accident is as follows. On 10/3/2022, around 11 a.m., patient was traveling as a front seat passenger in a GMC vehicle with unknown speed. And he was traveling with his cousin or brother, Romel Pope, who was the driver. The accident happened at Hubble and Joy Road, H-U-B-B-E-L-J-O-Y, Joy Road, in Dearborn. The patient reported that he was trying to travel down to Hubble to Joy to cross the intersection and to continue to South Hubble, H-U-B-B-L-E. There were two lanes that became one lane, and while this was happening at the intersection, and he was trying to change to the left side of the lane because the right lane was ending, the other driver did not allow them to get in, and as a result, the other driver hit their car in the tail end of the car or rear end of the car. The damage was reported to the back part of the fender, back fender, and the front bumper. Fender was completely total. And inside, the windshield was cracked from the front. Dashboard was also damaged, and airbags were deployed. Patient report that he was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. They do not know the speed of the other car, but there was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police did come at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of ongoing headaches that are moderately severe, around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are located to the front and right temple. Moderately severe, off and on, sensitive to noise, not sensitive to light. They're not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The patient denies any symptoms of TBI, no history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, or any forgetfulness, memory loss, vision problem, ear problem, hearing problem, and no nausea, vomiting, or incontinence are reported. The patient was taken to Sinai Grace Hospital for 5 days, where an intermedullary nail on the left femur was placed by surgery. In addition, patient reports now following symptoms: weakness, tingling of the left leg, difficulty walking, anxiety, depression, panic, and denies any sleep, disturbance, sedal anesthesia, lightheadedness, or any incontinence of the bowel or urine. Regarding the pain, please use a chart to describe the pain symptoms. Pain is continuous, at throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp. All the modified factors, everything is all in the record, including system review, family history, relationship status, and legal history and personal history, as well as the ADLs that need to be typed. In the physical examination, kindly mentioned blood pressure of 126/100, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam comes from as follows. The rest of the exam is actually normal, except the one I will dictate. So this patient is a 30-year-old African-American male, and the height is 5'10", and the weight is 169. The rest of the examination is completely normal, so please use the template to type the normal exam, starting from general review to skin and all that, psychiatric, neurological, musculature is all completely normal. Only the extremities examination and only the left hip and left leg is the one to be described. In the left hip, there is a presence of a large scar of 12 inch or more, 12 to 14 inch long on the left hip. There is also a 1 centimeter scar in both sides of the knee on the left side. They're all healing well. There's no bleeding or any tenderness. The distal peripheral circulation is intact. Reflexes are intact. Motor power is 4x5. Patient is able to ambulate and no deficits are noticed otherwise. And diagnosis is fracture of the... The diagnosis will be fracture of the left femur. And general diagnosis is V8 9.2 X60. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided to continue the physical therapy. For now, 2 times per week on the left leg. Disability continues. Patient is disabled for work and heart foot replacements. That has been checked. No medications are provided. We have ordered a release of the records. Thank you.